Oh, the gospel will overcome in a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Hey, I was shocked recently when German Chancellor Angela Merkel said something right, Mary.
Really?
She did.
What'd she say?
She said that multiculturalism has utterly failed.
Oh, I can see why you would say that's good.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's good. I mean, she's right, but she's come to that realization the hard way.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, you know what's going on in Germany, what's going on in Europe. Here's what else she said. She said that it was an illusion to think that Germans and foreign workers could live happily side by side. Now, you know about, all of the mass migration in Germany and, all of the immigrants raping women and, I mean, this experiment in multiculturalism. We're going to talk about that just a little bit. Walter Williams is someone else I want to quote because he's got a piece quoting Angela Merkel entitled Multiculturalism, a Failed Concept. He says, the failure of multiculturalism is also seen in Denmark, Sweden, the United Kingdom, France, Belgium, and other European countries. Immigrants coming from Africa and the Middle East refuse to assimilate and instead seek to import the failed cultures they fled. Now, Christians, on the one hand, we're going to think differently than the world about immigration. And that means different things depending upon the situation. It means, on the one hand, we're going to be kind and we're going to be gracious and we're going to lend a helping hand. It means that we're not driven by nationalism. It means we're not selfish. It means that we realize that we live here by grace, and the Bible tells us to help those in need. The Bible tells us to help those who are fleeing persecution. Nothing wrong with people looking to make a better life for themselves.
He's going to say, yeah, we're all one.
Yeah. And of course, when immigrants come to our country, we have an opportunity for evangelism as well. So it's a missions dynamic. God is at work. But on the other hand, neither are we going to embrace an experiment of multiculturalism. Neither are we going to say that mass migration is okay, and we're going to allow massive numbers of people to change the very culture in which we find ourselves, to change and shape, reshape, that is, destroy what was, reshape our cultural values and turn into something else. Because even though our culture is on a slide right now, and even though our culture is splintering apart, what we would see with mass migration is the total obliteration of any values that we have remaining that are rooted in a biblical worldview. And so, we have to be very careful about these things. And so we're going to think differently than the world, again, depending upon the situation. But that's part and parcel of what we need to talk about when it comes to the issue of immigration. But that's not what we're really talking about today. We're just talking about this issue of multiculturalism, and we're keying on the failed dynamic, the failed aspect of it, in terms of immigration in Europe, et cetera. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what she means by that. You know, we can work side by side with someone from a different culture.
Oh, sure.
But it's it force us to accept their ways.
Well, and that's what she
be aggressed against when we have our ways.
Well, and that's what she's found out. We're going to see some examples. You're absolutely right to go down that road. That's exactly what we're talking about, at least here for just the first few minutes. Williams goes on to say that leftist diversity advocates and multiculturalists, and again, this is part of what you were saying. I mean, you made this point, and I would agree. But he says, even they are right to argue that people of all races, religions, and cultures should be equal in the eyes of the law.
Yes.
And implication, we ought to be able to work side by side, provided certain things. He says, but their argument borders. Now, this is Walter Williams. He's a scholar. He says their argument borders on idiocy when they argue that one set of cultural values cannot be judged superior to another, and that to do so is Eurocentrism. So, in other words, what we're saying, and I'll be happy to say it out loud, that yes, you can say one culture's set of values are superior to another culture's set of values. Now, that is anathema in the world in which we live.
That's true.
But you have to be able to judge other cultures. You have to be able to judge values. You have to be able to make judgments. And, of course, we would say, well, you know, the only way to make proper judgments is to look through the lens of Scripture. And when we say that one culture is superior to another, what we would say is that culture which is most influenced by a biblical worldview is most superior to all other cultures. That's, it comes across as arrogant to others, but it's not an arrogant statement. It has nothing to do with me, but it has everything to do with truth. It has everything to do with who God is, has everything to do with what God has revealed in His Word. So it's really a humble submission to the Word of God and not the arrogant assertion of my own opinion, which is what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not submitted humbly to the Word of God, then you're arrogantly asserting your own opinion. So look at it that way, and it's other folk who are being arrogant, not we Christians. But I understand where they're coming from, but that's beside the point. We'll try to be as nice as we can about it. But to deny the superiority of a Christian worldview is to send people to hell, quite frankly. That's what we'd be doing. And aside from the fact that it would bring dishonor to the Lord, reproach upon Christ. So anyway, you know, Walter Williams is talking about we ought to be able to say that one culture is superior to another. To say that we can't say that is unbridled nonsense. He's got some questions here, really some facts as well. But he says, ask a diversity advocate. Ask a multiculturalism advocate. Is forcible female genital mutilation as practiced in nearly 30 sub-Saharan African and Middle Eastern countries a morally equivalent cultural value? Yes or no? What do you say?
You'd say no.
Of course.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what the multiculturalists would say, but see, we're judging this particular value to be inferior to our values because we don't believe in doing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. Slavery is practiced in northern Sudan. How's that for a value?
Not a good one.
Not a good one. In most of the Middle East, there are numerous limits placed on women, such as prohibitions on driving, employment, and education. So let's just keep those women at home, unemployed, and stupid, so we can do what we want with them. Not a good value, right?
No, that's not.
Not a good value. How about this? Under Islamic law, in some countries, female adulterers face death by stoning. Thieves are punished by having their hands severed. In some African and Middle Eastern countries, homosexuality is a crime, in some cases punishable by death. Here's the question. Are all these cultural values morally equivalent to those of the West?
Well, I haven't heard anybody say they are. They are equivalent. They're just pretending to say they are. Does that make sense? Even the experts, supposedly multicultural people, if you force them, they'll say no. You can't do that.
Well, and that's the point. Yeah. They're living a lie.
They're living a lie.
Because in general terms,
they have their own thoughts of what's right.
Well, sure. But in general terms, without getting into specifics, see, without dealing with specifics like these,
mm-hmm.
they would say that all cultures are equal.
Yeah.
That all ideas and values are equal. And you can't judge other cultures. You can't judge other values. You can't do that. And this is the failed multiculturalism experiment that we're talking about. And Angela Merkel is, again, learning this the hard way because mm-hmm. of the destruction that's going on in Germany right now. It's also interesting that Walter Williams points out something that we've talked about before. He says the vital achievement of the West was the concept of individual rights. And that's true. He says the idea of individual rights, you know, the idea emerged that individuals have certain inalienable rights. And individuals do not exist to serve government, which is sort of the widespread notion prior to, you know, the rise of this notion of individual rights. So individuals do not exist to serve government. Governments exist to protect our rights. That's the purpose of government. Now, I'm going to say this. This is certainly a value that emerged in the West. It was an achievement of the West. But let's just be really clear. Even though Walter Williams does not point this out, let's just be really clear. What was it that caused the West to go down this road? What was the West being influenced by that, say, the Middle East was in part, the Middle East was influenced by other dynamics. Islam, for example, after a certain period of time. But I'm talking about the rise of the Western world. What was it that influenced the West? It was the gospel.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted me to say Baptist. Thinking of individual rights and freedoms. But, yeah, the idea that if you don't work, you won't eat.
Yeah.
And those who work hard are rewarded.
Yes. Well, yeah, and we can talk about great Baptist lights in terms of personal liberty and freedom and how they influence the U.S. government. You've got Christian philosophers, or at least Christian-influenced philosophers, or philosophers who were influenced by Christianity before that, like John Locke, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You got folk who go back even further. But I'm simply talking about, Paul, for example, writing to the Romans, he says his desire is to go to Spain. So he ends up, here's the gospel in Rome, wants to push the gospel out to Spain. Obviously, there's a European missionary movement, and then it moves and, across the ocean. Here we find ourselves in America, et cetera, et cetera. But the Western world essentially has been influenced by Christianity, a biblical worldview, the gospel. Certainly the gospel was adulterated. Certainly the gospel was corrupted. The Roman Catholic Church didn't believe in the gospel of grace, rejected it. We understand all of that. But I'm simply saying from a worldview perspective, it was a biblical / Christian influence and Christian thinkers who began pushing these ideas out. It wasn't just, it was the West and some pagan philosopher. Not that pagan philosophers can't, get it right from time to time, because they're created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
But these are biblical concepts. And you're right to bring up Baptists like Roger Williams, like John Leland, etc. But personal liberty, Williams goes on to say, implies tolerance, and we're going to come back to maybe this, okay?
Okay.
But personal liberty implies toleration of differences among people. Baptists champion that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether those differences are racial, sexual, ideological, or political, doesn't mean we have to agree with each other. Just means we tolerate one another. Doesn't mean that if you have a sexual ethic that is sub-biblical, doesn't mean it's not substandard. It is. I don't have to agree with you. I just have to tolerate you. In other words, I don't...
Treat you fairly.
Yeah, I don't use the government...
Except the restroom. Let me have my own restroom. But
sure, and we've talked about before. But I'm...
You fairly, otherwise.
What I'm saying is, if someone believes that homosexuality is okay... Well, we're going to say, no, that's not okay. I don't have the right to use government force or violence to keep you from being a homosexual.
I want
to persuade you to come to Christ that he might save you and change you. But I'm going to tolerate you. I'm going to love you, right? I'm going to treat you fairly and nicely and all the rest. Et cetera. That's right. See, we're going to assimilate together in a civil society. This is what the immigrants in Germany, for example, and these other countries... So the European country, they don't want to do it. They don't want to assimilate. More on that in a moment. But, we need to assimilate so that, like you just said, we can work side by side. I mean, how many times have we quoted that great theologian? Sly. Stone. We all got to live together.
Yeah.
You know, everyday people. We need to make that our theme song.
No.
So, liberty, that's the issue. It also implies a willingness to permit others who disagree with you to go their separate ways. But see, that's not, again, let's just deal with this European issue. That's not the vision of the new immigrants. Here's what Walter Williams points out. In some parts of Britain, Christians are threatened with violence for merely handing out Bibles. See, why can't we hand out Bibles? And why can't, you know, Mormons hand out the Book of Mormon? Book of Mormon's not the Word of God, but I don't want to ban them from handing out their book. Let's engage in a conversation, and let's see if the Holy Spirit will save you by grace as I speak the Word of God to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, agreed.
Walter Williams, again, talking about Europe, talking about Britain. He's just trying to convert Muslims to Christianity. He's seen as a hate crime. And this is the multicultural experiment,
it's the multicultural failure. Because,
well, yeah. Yeah, but...
How can they say... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
But see, what they're saying is you can't try to convert those Muslims because their values and their system is equally... good. Equally,
but my Christian value.
Neither one are superior. And it's a hate crime if you try to persuade them because you're being mean. You're not, quote unquote, tolerating. You're saying that their values are less, valuable than yours. You're superior, so you can't do that. That's the point.
So are they protecting Christians who
get
threatened?
I don't know.
Not,
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
But see, here's what's going on over there. Women are accosted by Muslim men because the Muslim men feel they're improperly dressed. So to answer your question, there's not a reciprocity
That's
there.
That's right, yeah.
It's all upside down. Women are being sexually assaulted. And you've got the no-go zones, and we've talked about those before. Civil authorities will not enter certain zones. Sharia law is practiced in these zones. They just let them have it. According to the Express, now listen to this, London, Paris, Stockholm, and Berlin are among the major European cities that feature on a bombshell list of 900 lawless zones with large immigrant populations. 900 lawless zones.
This, how big is this area? They're not to have 900 zones in Europe?
Yeah. You know, the Muslims are taking over Europe.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that's they're a pretty small landmass. So you're right; they're taking over.
I know.
What about? Do they not have constitutions of their own that say we're to be German? Or
but again, that doesn't matter because multiculturalism is taking over, just like our Constitution doesn't.
You're
matter.
Right. That's true.
I mean, what does the U.S. Constitution mean in America anymore? Mm-hmm. I'm not being. Listen, this is not hyperbole.
Yeah, not much.
Well, yeah, not anything. It doesn't mean anything. And any time the government decides...
Unless the government wants to use it.
Well, that's it. They can use it for their own purposes, but any time they decide they want to do something else, they just do it. Look, even Abraham Lincoln set aside the U.S. Constitution.
That's true.
Many, many ways. People say, well, you keep going back to Lincoln. That's right. I'm still bitter about it.
Well, if he wasn't being constitutional...
Yeah,
I
don't care who you're talking about, whether it's Lincoln or Washington. Let's say Thomas Jefferson did the same thing Abraham Lincoln did. I'd be all over Jefferson.
Yeah.
Or Billy Graham, I'd be all over him.
Well,
I just use Billy Graham because
he's
an evangelical.
But he wasn't in government
leadership. Well, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just making the point.
Yeah.
You know, Lincoln threw people in jail that disagreed with him. Lincoln shut down the newspapers that disagreed with him. Put them out of business. Lincoln stole land from... the Southerners, confiscated Robert E. Lee's home place.
True.
If I'm not mistaken, that's where Arlington National Cemetery is now. Part of Robert E. Lee's land. I'll have to double check that to make sure.
Or somebody will let you know.
But how about Lincoln through Sherman burning Columbia, burning Atlanta? How about killing 600,000 Americans? Anyway... You say slavery. Well, yeah, slavery's evil. Slavery's evil. Check your history there. Lincoln really wasn't against it. He used it. No, I'm serious.
Well, I mean,
he used it to curry public opinion toward his side and win a war, but he didn't care about it before that. He should have. Southerners should have. Slavery should have been abolished from the land, of course.
And it was so in England without...
But to kill 600,000 people?
Such a bloodshed.
And the war wasn't even over slavery.
I know. It was over rights.
But it's also an economic deal. Anyway, I don't need to go down that road.
No, no. Go ahead. Go back to the failed multicultural experiment.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. So, yeah, no, the Constitution over here doesn't mean anything. Constitution over there doesn't mean anything. Anyway, whatever constitute, whatever they have, you know, whatever government documents or, I don't know, it doesn't matter. In Europe and in the United States, Walter Williams says multiculturalism is a leftist, elitist vision with its roots in academia, the intellectual elite, courts, government agencies push an agenda that is anything but a defense of individual rights, freedom from conformity, and a live and let live philosophy. In other words, it's not about freedom, it's about conformity. That's what he's saying. The multicultural, the leftist, elitist agenda is not about freedom, not about individual rights. It is about conformity. Conformity in ideas and actions and speech. I mean, think about the re-education programs. Think about like a sports commentator just saying, you know, something off the cuff or making a remark that,
it's considered, you know, wrong, PC-wise.
Yeah, the cultural leaders don't like it. He has to go through re-education training before he can get his job back, if he gets his job back, because now he's an embarrassment. Anyway, everybody, you know, re-education programs, diversity managers indoctrinate students, faculty members, employees, managers, executives, into what you just said, politically correct thinking. And so what we're taught by the cultural elitist is that one lifestyle is just as worthy as another, and all cultures and their values are morally equivalent. But Western values, now this is William's point, Western values are superior to all others. Now I agree with that.
I can't believe he was able to put that in writing and still have his professorship job.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. But he says some stuff. He throws fire
anyway.
A lot of the time. He's good. I like him. But again, I want to point out very quickly that, again, Western values are basically rooted in Christian values, biblical values. That's what built the West. Not perfectly. Not without its blemishes. Not without its evils like slavery. Slavery is contrary to Western values. Slavery is contrary to the Bible. You don't have to be a Westerner to hold Western values either. And it's no accident, Williams says, that Western values, the values of reason, for example, and individual rights, it's no accident that those values have produced unprecedented health, life expectancy, wealth, and comfort for the ordinary person. The ordinary person today lives far better than kings of yesterday. Any king of yesterday, we live far better. Just the average person. And there's an indisputable positive relationship between liberty and standards of living. And so he's making some factual statements. He also says this, one other thing, and then we're just going to comment for a couple of minutes. He also says there is also indisputable evidence that we in the West are, and I guess he's saying now, that we in the West are unwilling to defend ourselves from barbarians. Just look at our response to the recent Orlando massacre in which we focused our energies on guns rather than on terrorists.
Oh, yeah. That's what...
Because of PC.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
It's a suicide mission we're on in the West now. The West was built on Christianity, and now that Christianity has been rejected, we're on a suicide mission.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. So, individual rights, that doesn't come from an evolutionary worldview. That doesn't come from a PC worldview, for sure. Doesn't come from relativism, right? Might makes right in a relativistic construct.
And that's where we are. You know, whoever's in charge is who has the right to tell you what to do.
Yeah. So if anybody talks about rights, anybody, they can only talk about them by appealing to a biblical worldview. And that's what we need to understand as Christians, okay? So this is part of advancing the gospel, advancing the kingdom of God. We preach the gospel that sinners can be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, and sinners must repent and come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. But Jesus, in the Great Commission, he said, teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. Full or biblical worldview from Genesis to Revelation, right?
Right.
And that includes so many things. You mentioned work ethic a moment ago. Where did the so-called Protestant work ethic come from? Biblical doctrine of the goodness of work. God worked. You know, he worked in creation. He worked in redemption. He's working now in sustaining his universe. He declared that, the work that Adam and Eve were given to do was good. It was sin that made it difficult. But work was not the punishment for sin, the difficulty of work. But there's still joy and productivity despite the fall.
Now we all feel entitled. You know, that's what the government has done.
See,
you know, they have created a culture of entitlement.
Yeah, see, Christianity promotes free markets and self. Making yourself better and private property and economic freedom, not welfare. Now, Christianity also says we want to help our neighbor, that we care for others.
But not enable him to.
Not put him on a welfare system. No, you see, and that's where a lot of Christians get confused. Oh, welfare is biblical. No, it's not. Helping your neighbor is biblical. Helping your neighbor get on his feet and go back to work, not just, you know, support him so he can be lazy and dishonor the Lord. The notion that our surroundings can be changed for good is a Christian notion. Taking dominion over the world in which we live. Pushing back the fall. You know, we can talk about the values, you know, neighborliness I mentioned. But how about love and joy and peace? I mean, just talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Kindness. Faithfulness. Faithfulness in marriage. That's a Christian value.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as faithfulness apart from a biblical worldview. You're appealing to a biblical worldview if you believe in faithfulness. God is faithful, so we should be faithful. Goodness, self-control, not being busybodies. Quality work for the glory of God. Charity, not welfare, but charity. I mean, I'm just ticking off some things as they pop in my head. We care for others as image bearers. They bear the image of God. Christians, we need to get a full orb view of the gospel. And we need to talk it up. That's what we need to do.
That's true.
Multiculturalism has failed. Christ never fails. It's the gospel that overcomes.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. The Dean's List.
The gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.